ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 चैप्टर टाइटल द लॉर्ड बेग्स चैरिटी फ्रॉम बली महाराज। श्री बलि उवाच अहो ब्राह्मणदायादा वाचस्ते वृद्धसम्मता त्वं बालो बालिशामति स्वार्थं प्रति अबुधोयता। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bali Maharaja said, O son of a Brahmana, your instructions are as good as those of learned and elderly persons. Nonetheless, you are a boy and your intelligence is insufficient. Thus, you are not very prudent in regard to your self-interest. Purport: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being full in Himself, actually has nothing to want for His self-interest. Lord Vamanadev, therefore, had not gone to Bali Maharaj for His own self-interest. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, the Lord is the proprietor of all planets in both the material and spiritual worlds. Why should He be in want of land? Bali Maharaj rightly said that Lord Vamanadeva was not at all prudent in regard to His own personal interests. Lord Vamanadeva had approached Bali not for His personal welfare, but for the welfare of His devotees. Devotees sacrifice all personal interests to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And similarly, the Supreme Lord, although having no personal interest, can do anything for the interests of His devotees. One who is full in Himself has no personal interest. So in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bali Maharaj is surprised that this Brahmana boy is not intelligent, and what he is asking, charity, is something very foolish. Just to recapitulate that for those who are coming for the first time. In the universe, conflict is something very natural. So this conflict has been going on between demons and demigods. The Lord is equal to everyone. But then the demons, the way they reciprocate, the Lord also reciprocates. So we all know the story that how, because of the offense, the demigods, especially Indra, he lost everything. So when he lost everything, demons became very powerful. So then there was no way that demigods could take their natural service. So there was a truce, a friendship, as advised by the Lord. So that Samudra Manthan took place. And in that Samudra Manthan, when the nectar came, by some again divine intervention of the Lord as Mohini Murti, the demigods got the nectar. And this time the demigods became more powerful and they defeated the demons. But the demons went back, especially Bali Maharaj. Because he had full faith that just serving the brahmanas, you can get all the strength. So he did such intense seva that he became so powerful. And then he marched back to the demigods. And when he marched back, Indra, just seeing from a distance, could understand, seeing his effulgence, Bali Maharaj's, there is no hope at all. So he went to his spiritual master, Brihaspati. What should I do now? So what did Brihaspati advise? He said, become invisible. Become invisible means you should not be seen. Because there is no other way. You just leave your place, leave everything, abandon and become invisible. So all the Indra and all his associates, they lost everything. They were there, but they didn't have, because Bali Maharaj has conquered all the three planets, higher, middle, and down. Everything he was in control of. So their mother, because of natural affection, she was very distressed. So she asked her husband, Kashyap Muni, please do something. I can't see my children suffering like this. You know, they don't have anything. I can't even talk to them. I can't even see them. I would like them to be back. So then Kashyap Muni advised his wife that you do this type of rituals, Payovrita worship, and then the Lord will be pleased and he will do the needful. So the Lord was pleased with Aditi's worship. So he came as a dwarf Brahmana. And he came for what sake he came? He came on behalf of the demigods. So what was the plan? One sense there is suspense, but no suspense. We know why he came. So he came and then he entered the Yajna Shala where Bali Maharaj was performing sacrifice. And there, naturally, when Bali Maharaj saw Brahmana young, so he was always inclined for charity. So he wanted to give him charity. But this dwarf Brahmana, he asked only for 3 steps. So he was surprised. I am conquered everything. I have everything. Why is he asking for only 3 steps? So here we can understand that people who have taken shelter of what? That will be the state of their consciousness. So Bali Maharaj had taken shelter of his wealth, his power, his fame. So naturally he was thinking that everyone also is in need of that. So he is not asking. So you are surprised. So he is saying that you are not intelligent. You don't know what is your real interest. Now what is Vamandev's interest? Is Vamandev's interest for the land? Does he need anything? It is said here, Prabhupada says that Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is the controller, proprietor, everything is his. He is Atmaram, he is self-satisfied. So where is the question about he needing anything? But he is begging here. So the truth is, as Govind Prabhu says, recently I was hearing him speaking, that something is duty bound and something is love bound. So as duty bound, Vamandev had to please the demigods. But as love bound, he was attracted to Bali Maharaj. Now Bali Maharaj was a demon. But what is Bali Maharaj's qualification should be attracted to? I mean, why should Vamandev be attracted to him? He's a demon. Of course, he was the king of all demons. So Bali Maharaj's qualification was because he was connected to Prahlad Maharaj. That was his qualification. He was connected. And Prahlad was so dear. Prahlad Maharaj had no other interest and the Lord had no other interest just to please Prahlad's interest. And he had assured Prahlad that when he had asked, what about my father? So he said, don't worry, all your generations up and down, everyone. So here Vamandev is coming here not for his own interest. There is no interest at all. So this is that consciousness where a person has no other interest than interest for others. The Lord is equal to everyone. sama sarveshu bhuteshu. But then he reciprocates according to a person's willingness to serve him. So he knew Bali Maharaj had this concept about material things. So he wanted to help him, lift him up, illuminate his consciousness. So this was a plot. As here in Srimad Bhagavatam, obviously this is a very inspiring, loving relationship between Lord and his devotees. The Lord is here revealing his love, and same time is also revealing to us that what is actual surrender, what is total surrender. So Bali Maharaj's consciousness was something which he was identifying himself with his body. So as Prahlad says in Srimad Bhagavatam, that those who are very attached to bodily concept, it's very difficult for them to have this mathir, this type of selfless interest. The interest is always my interest. So Prahlad says in this famous verse, mathir na krishne parato svatova mithopi paddheta griha vrathanam adhanta gopir vishatam tamishram puna punas charvita charvananam. Is something to be meditated upon. We have got this body. Now why we have got this body? Because of some sinful action. This is a fruit of some sinful action. Now this is a fruit of some sinful action, and we are propagating that more and more by more sinful activities. So he is saying that those who are totally absorbed, they are convinced that sense gratification is the goal of life, for them it is very difficult to understand that what is real interest. As Bali Maharaj says here, real interest, it's very difficult. By their own effort or by the effort of others. Effort of others means somebody trying to instruct them. Even if some devotees try to instruct them, or combined, it is not possible. Because of uncontrolled mind and senses, they are going very fast towards hellish condition. If it is not possible, then how is it the Lord Vamandev is coming to Bali Maharaj here, and how is he? So there is only one hope, that one, he is pleased. He wants to give a gift. He wants to give. He is always waiting to give. This is the nature of Lord. He wants to give. That's what is said in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says in the 10th chapter, see the nature of Lord, that how Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadhami buddhi yogam yena mam upayanti te. Now the Lord is saying, one who is taking pleasure in the activities of Krishna Katha or service or chanting or dancing or service, he is not taking pleasure in this. That is prana dhana. So priti purvakam, with love and devotion. So what does he do there? He wants to give them a gift. He wants to give eagerly. He gives them that real intelligence. It is said here, buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means bhakti yoga only. This is the power of bhakti. Even if a person has faults, even if he has some weakness, but in his heart he has a desire to serve, the Lord will not see all those weaknesses and all. Why will not see weakness? Because he is Bhava Janardana. He wants to see what is his intention. Why is he doing it? Otherwise, a person may be following everything very strictly, but then he is depending only on his own abilities, his own knowledge, own speculation. He may go up, but he can also come down. Why? Because the Lord's mercy is not there. He is not depending on Lord's mercy. But a devotee, he will strive, but same time he is completely dependent on his mercy. So when he is dependent on his mercy, the Lord takes full responsibility about him. Now I will see that I will take you back. So this is the difference between bhakti and other yogas. Especially jnana yogas, where you try hard and go up and all. So again in the next verse he says, Tesham evanu kampartham aham ajnana jamtama nashayam atma bhavastu jnana dhipena bhashvata. So that's what, he is bhavagrahi. He dwelling within the hearts, even if there are all the weaknesses and anarthas and all. Just like when sun arises, there is no darkness. So similarly, the Lord's mercy from within as Paramatma, He dispels all the misconceptions. All the misconceptions means all the things what we have taken shelter of, which is illusory, which is going to only cause frustration. He removes all that misconception. It makes it very clear for the devotee to make progress. So this is how in this verse what we are reading, his that's only interest. The Lord is coming to Bali Maharaj, and the Lord has no self-interest except for give. So we, in our own modern history, we have seen Srila Prabhupada, how he had no self-interest. His interest was only to give. This is something to be looked back in the history. There were so many saintly people who have come down. Obviously, there's a question about what is their interest. Are they cheaters? Cheaters means you want something from others. But there is nothing. You don't want anything from others other than you have to just give it to others. Because what is that? Once a king went to a saintly person and he said, oh, you are living in such a poverty-stricken condition. You don't have a powerhouse. Why don't you come here? I'll make an house for you. Stay here. So the saintly person replied, look, what you have, I don't need it. But what I have, you need it. So this is the difference. But the king was thinking, because he has taken shelter of all these things. Naturally, you know, Prabhupada says that you wear yellow glasses, you see everything. So whatever shelter you have taken, you think the others also, okay, he also needs this. I am the one who will give him. Please take it. But a saintly person, he is very clear about it. So in the history, we have seen many saintly people, they have risked their life. They were willing to even beg. Beg for what? Of course, here, this begging is a very dignified profession for a brahmana, to go and beg. But truth is, what they beg for what? Actually, they're begging to just give. Just like in, just find it, where's the Lord, Lord Nityananda, how he would go to doorsteps, he will first ask them, please chant. But if that person is not taking an interest, he'll fall at his feet. Please, please, I beg you, please chant. But if he's still not showing interest, he will just roll on the ground. Please, please chant. So this is the nature of a sadhu, a saintly person. He can't tolerate people having so much. So he is willing to give mercy. But because the way Kali Yuga, it sees, you know, always there is a suspicion about, you know, a sadhu, what is his interest? A rich man, if he has wealth, whoever approaches him, the first thing strikes him is, he has come for my wealth. Because he is so attached to wealth, and he knows that he has come for only wealth. You know, what is it? What do you want? His wealth. So when Prabhupada was asked that you are sadhu, then why are you moving around in this type of Rolls Royce and car and all? Prabhupada, this Rolls Royce, this is nothing. They should offer me golden car. Because I am representing the Lord. What is there? This is just metal. It should be golden car. There is no self-interest, nothing for his interest. But then when he said, why are you going in jet and all, you know, flying? So he said, why not? How will I catch people who are running in such full speed towards hellish condition? I have to be more faster than them to catch them. So his consciousness is always thinking about, how can I give? Of course, many times Prabhupada said, why all this opulence, all this, you know, temple, your this, you know, why so much money, your... So he said, well, I am willing to preach anywhere here under the tree. Come, who will come? Who will come to hear? So he is to make beautiful temples so that, you know, people can come. So this is no interest, but interest of others. Always thinking about others. So that is the difference. So this is that consciousness we should be aspiring for. You know, if what is the, you know, greatest wealth in life? This is the consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Leela, you see, he'll never, how will he bless devotees? He would not bless that, you know, Dirgayusha Bhava. He would bless Krishner Mati Astu. You should have this. What is Krishner Mati? Like Vamandev's consciousness, Lord Nityananda's consciousness, you know, be this. But the problem is because very much attached, so it becomes very difficult to give up. So the degree, as it is said, I was hearing one class, it is said that it is very natural to have conflicts. Why? Because everyone, because of the mode of nature, he is convinced that his opinion is the right opinion. No matter what you do, it's impossible to change his conviction. For example, it is said that Hitler was 100% convinced that he was the greatest welfare worker for humanity. And whatever he was doing was the best. Same thing is Hiranyakashipu or any of those. This is the way the modes of nature work. So where is the question about? So conflicts will be there. These type of attachments will be there. But then the power of bhakti, it is so simple, one sense, as it is said here, that only just taking or making an attempt, see the power, see the way the Lord shows mercy. Just like for a student in exams, if he doesn't even make an attempt, just gives his blank paper, answer paper, what will the examiner do? If he has made some attempt, at least he had made something, he has written, you know, even if it is not complete, somewhere he'll feel that at least I should give him something. But if he has not made an attempt, then there is no question of what will he do, you know? You're not even, nothing is there, blank. So this is the nature of Lord. He's just waiting that you do little something, I am there for you, know. I am just, this is what is giving encouragement. And this is what is, of course, bhakti also is, as Bhagavad Gita says here, it is in this 12th chapter, there is one verse which says that how the Lord is just waiting. Etu sarvani karmani mahi sanyasa matpara ananyeva yogena maham dhyayant upashati tesham aha samudharta mrityu samsara sagarad bhavami na chirat partha mahi avestita chetas. He said, one who is focused, is absorbed. How does the Lord reciprocate? He comes as a deliverer. Immediately. It is not that he takes much time. Immediately he comes down and takes you out of this ocean of birth and death, which is such an impossible task. So the way he came on Garuda to liberate Gajendra, but he came to liberate Gajendra, he also liberated the crocodile. He came for him, but he came for him also. So similarly here also, actually he came for demigods, but then he also Bali Maharaj. Everyone connected. This is how the Lord's nature works. This is how the reciprocation is. That what he says in Bhagavad Gita. That's what is. So the same opportunity we all have every day in our life, actually. The same thing. The Lord is available in the form of holy name. The holy name is coming to us. Now depends upon what consciousness we approach the holy name. It is available. The opportunity is there. We are directly in communion, in contact. But then the degree we have taken shelter of material things, to that degree we will be seeing the holy name in that form. You know? Is something ordinary or not to accept it, or I have so many other important things. So that reciprocation will not be there. the opportunity is there. He is also coming in that same mood to give us mercy. But seem we have also that type of a reciprocation. The degree we have pure. So opportunity available. Same opportunity to completely purify our consciousness in that same time. So as it is said that he is equal to everyone. Samaham sarva bhuteshu name dveshasya na priya e bhajanti tumam bhaktya mahite teshu chapyaham. So Lord is equal to everyone, just like the water falls on all the places. But the only thing which differentiates is who wants to develop that relationship, who has that desire. To them, he is more inclined. And then it becomes like a child who is dependent on the parents. A child who is dependent on the parents has to not bother about maintenance. You have seen children, they are not bothered about, you know, whether tomorrow I will get breakfast, or what will be there for lunch, whether evening I will get a meal. Do the children think like that? They have no question about thinking like that. Because they know that my parents are taking care, everything will be provided. Completely, fearless. This is what is real consciousness to develop. And the Lord accordingly, he reciprocates. So this holy name, in this book, it is, I was just reading yesterday this book, Burijan Prabhu's Japa book, how he says that, why difficulties come in our life? Difficulties come in our life because we take pleasure in activities other than service to Krishna. That's the only reason difficulties come. A person who is taking pleasure in the activities of service to Krishna, for them actually there is no difficulties. Because he is taking pleasure in these activities, and these activities are always there. The holy name is there. And if he is taking pleasure in the holy name, is there any difficulty then? Even if there is a difficulty, there is no question about that difficulty affecting. So this is the level of consciousness. And not only that, it makes one person fearless. And not only fearless, it is said that it gives both. It gives knowledge and also vairagya. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojit. As soon as someone makes an attempt to bhakti, knowledge and vairagya automatically follows. There is no other separate endeavor to be made. So it is said, even if a person is not very intelligent, the Lord will give him all the intelligence from within to make progress. If he is just making that sincere attempt, the knowledge is given from within. In the case of Dhruva Maharaj, we can see that this 5-year-old boy, after these 6 months of tapasya, we all know that what desire he had. He had a desire to have a greater kingdom than his father. But what was the result of his... He did tapasya. The tapasya, he immediately developed vairagya. There was detachment. He had no desire for that. And what about knowledge? How can a 5-year-old boy recite verses? Impossible, right? As soon as the Lord touched, immediately knowledge started flowing like a river. He started reciting verses one after another. So both vairagya and knowledge, they just follow with this attempt. So it is not our own ability, it is not our intelligence, it is not our austerity. Of course, austerity is needed. Tapasya is needed. Even Lord Brahma, Brahma in the beginning of creation, completely there was nothing. Everything was dark. He did tapasya. And when he did tapasya, there was knowledge given from within. He was the first. So where is the question about knowledge coming? It has to come through. He was the first living entity. So everything came from within and he started creating. So this is, again and again, is repeated, is how bhakti is different from other activities. it gives us so much power that a person's relationship with the Lord is so direct that he makes fast progress. So this is again coming back to this Bali Maharaj, son of Brahmana, your instructions are as good as those of learned and elderly persons. Nonetheless, you are a boy and your intelligence is insufficient. So we understand what is intelligence, what is self-interest, and what is how does a person see in different consciousness, and how unless there is a sadhu sangha. Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, how is it, Prabhupada, like such a high philosophy, and how is it that we were so much in sinful activities? How did we come to know about this? So what did Prabhupada say that? He said, I made your qualification. What does that mean? That Prabhupada gave the gift. There is no question about anything within. So he gave. He gave means what? That he connected them to the parampara. And they were in total ignorance. There was no question about any inclination. But there was an intervention. And this is how life got transformed. So this is how in devotional service being dependent, not just doing our tapasya, of course, tapasya is needed, but not taking shelter, or not being dependent will not be enough. But to be dependent on heart has to be pure. Now again it is. To be heart has to be pure means a person has to consider himself very insignificant. Now to develop that attitude of insignificance is not a very easy thing, right? The consciousness is always giving us so many reasons for us to know that you are different, you have some abilities, it is you are the doer. For someone who thinks insignificant and is taking dependence, so that makes it very forward. So fearlessness, like Prahlad, yours fear. We also see people are very fearless in this world. Terrorists also are fearless. We know that anyone who can come and enter the city, what chance he has to go back alive? But then he is fearless. But that fearlessness is in the mode of tamaguna. Fearlessness also in different modes of nature. In ignorance, a person is fearless, foolishly fearless. Like the person who is crossing one hill to another hill on a tight rope. He is fearless. One sense, if you see, he is fearless, isn't it? If he falls, he'll die. But he walks on that tight rope from one hill to another. So what type of fearlessness is that? It's in the mode of ignorance. So to become fearless, follow in the footsteps of such saintly people, the way it is said here, the way Prahlad was fearless. So in this age, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gati Ranyat. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the heart is filled with hypocrisy. So there is only one hope, that taking shelter of the Holy Name in this mood, it removes all the misconceptions. The way when sun arises, darkness is dispelled. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So any comments or any questions you can on this issue? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.